Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we will be looking at a beautiful hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reprehension of poverty. Right? We have, two categories of hadith regarding poverty. Some of them, bemoan poverty, and others praise it, right? For example, we have a hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad. It's a very famous hadith, Al-Faqru Fakhri. Poverty is my honor. Bihi aftakhir. I am proud of it. Right? We have some other hadiths, right, which kind of demote it and bemoan it, consider it as something bad. Right, for example, we have the hadith, poverty is worse than killing. Poverty is the greatest death. Poverty is almost disbelief. These are all, almost seemingly contradictory hadiths, right? In a more scholarly setting, it is really necessary to sit down and kind of reconcile these apparently contradictory hadiths. In a very cursory manner, we can say that it's possible to reconcile these hadiths by saying that, the poverty which is good, right, is the poverty which leads to, the remembrance of Allah, which pulls our heart away from the world and directs it towards, the hereafter and God Almighty. But if poverty is such that, it reinforces our love for the world, as it sometimes does, and it draws us further away from God, then it's reprehensible, and, it is something which should be avoided. In any case, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said the following to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam: do not blame a person who tries to seek his ration, for he who does not have a ration, his mistakes increase. O son, a poor person is humiliated, his words are not heard, and his status is not recognized. If a poor person speaks the truth, they call him a liar, and if he is an ascetic, they call him ignorant. O son, those who are tried with poverty are tested in four things. Right, so this hadith kind of, we can gather why poverty has been kind of scorned or looked down upon in the hadith, right? It's not the otherworldly effects of poverty, like the poverty that draws a person away from God, right? No, it's the social maladies which poverty brings upon the poor person. This person is humiliated. His words are not heard. He's not respected in society. And even though he may be unknowledgeable and a very skilled person, right? Even if he speaks the truth, nobody believes him. They say that he's lying just because he's poor, right? So these social ills and social maladies which arise from poverty, which for the poor person is what make it evil, right? Not necessarily the fact that, the poverty that this person has, right? It's possible that it could bring him towards God in the hereafter, and it's a source of his remembrance of God, right? No, the social maladies that it leads to make it evil. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at poverty in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.